91.3. We play nothing but power.
Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
So we sincerely apologize for bringing the Power FM Lunchtime News late, as this was due to a technical fault. The headlines. Speaker of the National Assembly gives Chawama Member of Parliament Tasila Lungu 14 days leave after the burial of her father, late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu. Senior Chief Mwata Kazembe of the Lunda people of Mwansa Wombwe has burnt political party colors and symbols at this year's Mutomboko ceremony. In international news, IMF lauds Senegal for strengthening economy and mending debt position. And in sports, Morocco to modernize airport for $4.2 billion.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trasis. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has directed Chawama Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu, to present herself before Parliament within 14 days after the burial of her late father, former 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu, or within 14 days after the opening of the 13th session of the National Assembly. The Speaker has acknowledged being in recipient of the letter from Tasila Lungu requesting for leave of absence to enable her attend to the ongoing court proceedings in South Africa regarding the burial of her late father. She says the question of whether Ms. Lungu should continue to be recognized as an MP is a matter that will be addressed at a later date. Meanwhile, the Speaker expressed concern over the continued sad state of affairs regarding the funeral of the late former head of state, hence underscoring the need for the Chawama lawmaker to mourn her father. She, however, emphasized that the need for the people of Chawama cannot, the needs of the people of Chawama cannot be overlooked.
From Ms. C. Lungu, MP, requesting for leave of absence to enable her attend to the ongoing court proceedings in South Africa regarding the burial place of her late father. In light of this state of affairs, the issue relating to whether Ms. T. Lungu, MP, should continue to be recognized as a member of parliament is a matter that will be addressed at a later date. While I recognize the sad state of affairs regarding the funeral of the late former president and the need for Ms. T. Lungu, MP, to mourn and put to rest her father, I'm also alive to the need for the people of Chawama Paramita constituents to be replaced.